Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Stand by, amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Unmistakably, Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle, starting this week's edition of Swing Time here from Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and presented as usual by Michael Coates and myself, John Yule. Not such a nice Tuesday afternoon this week, so instead of sitting in the garden listening to us, I suspect you're more likely to be driving around Sheffield in your car or perhaps sat at home on the sofa. And I hope you enjoy the best of jazz, swing, blues and the Great American Songbook, which we have for you this week. And the Great American Songbook was certainly featured there. Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle from the 19th of October 1964 at Radio Recorder Studios in Hollywood. And the Ella Fitzgerald sings the Johnny Mercer Songbook album. Johnny Mercer wrote Too Marvelous for Words with Richard Whiting for the 1937 film Ready, Willing and Able. And if it was written in 1937, it would have only been 18 months or so before Richard Whiting sadly passed away at quite a young age. Trombonist Steve Touré now, and his album Colours of the Masters, recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City, February the 25th, 2016. Steve Touré, born Omaha, Nebraska in 1948, Raised in Lafayette in the San Francisco Bay Area, his grandfather was in fact a founder of the San Francisco 49ers NFL American football team. And indeed, Steve's own higher education began on a football scholarship at Sacramento at the California State University College in Sacramento, before he in fact transferred to the University of North Texas College of Music. His early professional career was spent playing with Woody Shaw and Art Blakey, and on this album he mixes originals with other artists' compositions. He appears with Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and on this track that we're about to hear, Javon Jackson on alto. He is also prone to play a conch shell on one track at least on his albums, but we're sticking him on the trombone as usual this time. This is one of his own contributions to this particular album, his own composition. Here's Tailor Made from Steve Touré.
Thank you.
Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is Swing Time with me, your host for this first hour of the programme, John Yule. Vibes legend Gary Burton is up next, and his album For Hamp, Red, Bags and Cal. In other words, a tribute to Lionel Hampton, Red Novo, Bagsy's Milk Jackson and Cal Jada. It's Red Novo who's acknowledged in this upcoming track, Godchild, which was composed by George Wellington, who is a former pianist with the Lionel Hampton lineup. The album was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City and Berkeley Studios in the Berkeley Studios, rather, in Boston in 2000. My money is that this track was recorded at the Berkeley Studio in Boston, but in actual fact, I've no real proof, and I've not actually got a very definitive list of the lineup on the track, but by deduction, I think we can find that as well as listening to Gary Burton on vibes, we are going to hear from Horatio Hernandez on drums, Russell Malone on guitar, Christian McBride on drums, and Danilo Perez on the piano. Here then is Gary Burton with Godchild.
Thank you.
Gary Burton recorded in 2000. A lineup by led now by a bass player, namely Buster Williams, born in Camden, New Jersey, 1942. In the 1960s, he worked largely as an accompanist for a large range of vocalists, but most noticeably Nancy Wilson. This was followed by a prolonged period in which he was part of the Herbie Hancock Sextet. The album we're going to hear was recorded at Sears Sounds in New York City on December the 4th, 2017. Entitled Audacity, it features compositions by the various members of the band, who, as well as Buster Williams, were Steve Wilson on sax, George Collingham on piano, and Lenny White on drums. Although we're about to hear one of Buster Williams' own compositions, the title track from the album, called Audacity.
Thank you.
Audacity from Buster Williams here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Right, New York pianist Ray Gallen now, who I saw at the London Jazz Festival in November last year, appearing with the bass player Jay Lenhart. This is Ray's latest CD called Grand Company, and it's Grand Company indeed. Ray Gallen on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums yet again. This was recorded at Englewood Cliffs studio, the Van Gelder Studios, on May the 20th, 2022. The selection is a number that goes way back to 1928 and was written by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Connolly, and Ted Shapiro, and survived originally being recorded by Rudy Valley. Here's Ray Gallen then, and If I Had You. Thank you. Rick Allen, and a very underrated pianist in my opinion. Time now on Swing Time for the Gig Guide. Not too much happening this week, actually. We begin at the Lascar tomorrow evening, and the band appearing there tomorrow night is called the Arwen, I'm not certain how you pronounce it, the Arwen Ensemble, a seven-piece drawing together folk music and spiritual jazz. I'll give you the lineup to give you an idea of the range of instruments that they'll be playing and perhaps the kind of music that they will be playing. Amy Clark is on vocals. Emery Penry Danse is on the trumpet and flugelhorn, Sam Duff on tenor, Rora Graham on guitar, Jen Leach on Fender. We've got Joe Wilkes on bass and Eddie Bowes on drums. That's the Lascar tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening at Cubana's, yet more gypsy jazz, this time in the presence of Danny Maddox. That takes us to Leopold Square this weekend for the free gigs in the afternoon. Saturday the 31st of August, Bennett Holland will be giving us his Hammond-driven classic soul and jazz. And on Sunday the 1st of September, at Leopold Square again, a band called La Pompe. Yes, yet more gypsy jazz. I think this is getting to be a rather crowded field. Now on Swing Time, a jazz orchestra which I haven't featured before. And this is the one led by trombonist and vocalist Pete McGuinness. His album Along for the Ride was recorded at the Octagon Audio Studios in Mount Vernon, New York. And all the arrangements are by Pete McGuinness, as is indeed, of course, the track we're about to hear. The composers were the Gershwins for the musical Of the Icing, 1931. And we're about to hear solos from Mark Panoff on alto and Mark Patterson on trombone. The Pete McGuinness Big Band, or the Pete McGuinness Jazz Orchestra, and who cares?
Thank you.
McGuinness and his jazz orchestra, and a very nice bossa nova arrangement of Who Cares. And as I've just said in the studio there, I really do think Pete gives his soloists plenty of breathing space when they're taking solos. Pete McGuinness then, born West Hartford, Connecticut, but now living in Brooklyn. He served time with Lionel Hampton, Woody Herman and Jimmy Heath, and is a former student of Bob Brookmeyer and Manny Album. In more recent times, he has given more of his time to education than playing and recording. He was a member of the jazz faculty at New Jersey City University for about 17 years, actually, and he's now the Associate Professor of Jazz and Arranging at the William Peterson University in New Jersey. And we're going to hear his vocal talents now, and we're going to hear it on a Michel Legrand Bergman song, You Must Believe in Spring, which I have to confess has never been one of my favourites. I think I've heard it sung at a snail's pace and in a pretentious manner too by far too many female vocalists. However, give it a more up-tempo swing, an arrangement and vocal by Pete McGuinness, and a piano solo by Mike Holder, and even I am tempted to review my appraisal. This is You Must Believe in Spring from the Pete McGuinness Jazz Orchestra.
Of your mind, just think, if winter comes, can spring be far behind? Beneath the deepest snows, the secret of a rose is that it merely knows you must believe in spring. Just as that tree is sure, its leaves will reappear. It knows its emptiness is just a time of year. The frozen mountain dreams of April's melting streams, how crystal clear it seems, you must believe in spring. You must believe in love and trust that it's on its way. Just as that sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May. So in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know you can't be certain of, you must believe in spring and love. That it's on its way. Just as that sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May. So in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know you can't be certain of, you must believe in spring and love.
Must Believe in Spring by Pete McGuinness with his jazz orchestra. And if you notice something of a Mel Torme, Marty Page influence there, you're not the only one. Right, one more from Pete McGuinness's latest album then, Along for the Ride, which is available on Summit Records. And soloists here featured are Bruce Edom on trombone, Andy Elio on bass, and Dave Pietro on alto. This is one of Pete's own compositions, as well as being one of his own arrangements, of course. This is called One for the Maestro.
Thank you.
And one for the maestro from the Pete McGuinness Jazz Orchestra brings the end to the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And the end of the first hour from me, John Yule. Michael Coates is all lined up and on his starting blocks and ready to start the second hour of the show after the station ID. I think all that's left for me to say now is thank you for the invitation and thank you for listening. We're going to just play out towards the station ID with Steve Turay once again. I said he sometimes plays conch shell, and I thought we'd take this opportunity to hear what it sounds like. Here is playing Joe Beams' Corcovado.